We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, it is time for the aftermath. What's wrong with Carla?
I'm eating a cookie.
She's eating a cookie. Speaking of cookies, we're going to get into... We're going to get to a great conversation. By the way, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
So we're going to talk about the cookie. Steam the Vagine.
Yes.
It's a link that I saw on Instagram, because Instagram has the greatest goddamn content ever to talk about on a show or a podcast. So we started talking about, and all of a sudden we had four different kind of things to where these women are basically trying to clean out their vagina, whether it's detoxing from your ex, just detoxing your vagina, just, I mean, what is it? Is it just stems from one thing and people are just jumping on and trying to recreate it?
The only thing that I've seen about this, because the one that you sent, Joey, talks about these pearls. I don't know about the pearls. The only thing I've seen is a girl who is naked from the waist down and she sits over... basically like a pot of boiling water, I would imagine. Like steam is just floating up into her vagina.
Yeah. Oh.
And she, like, there's a towel draped over whenever I see. Like,
that was in the link videos that I sent. It's the same thing. But this one's talking about how, so you want to get out all the negative energy from an ex. I guess you steam it out of your vagina. And yeah, is any believers? I don't think Gina would believe in this. Carla, would you believe in this?
Kind of. I don't know how much I think that it lingers. I mean, I do totally understand, like, energies and at the time of doing the deed. But once we're done fucking, we're done fucking. Like, I don't.
I think things linger, like, honestly.
Really?
If you're steaming stuff in there, are you putting, like, essential oils in there, too?
But like, are you talking about physically, like lingers as in... actual stuff, or are you thinking about energy?
Oh, like the DNA.
DNA.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like that stuff is still in there, which I think in some ways could definitely affect you.
Because this is just like, it's more not DNA, it's more like energy.
Right,
that too.
On a, I guess, medical standpoint, I don't know if the DNA does linger, and if it does, it shouldn't be long, because my understanding is your vagina self-cleaning. It's always like, that's what it's built for, is to clean it constantly. And I don't know if, like, the DNA really does linger for a long time. But, yeah, it seems like these people are more, like, spiritual and energies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, whatever you feel like you need to do to get rid of whatever energy you're trying to get rid of, you can go ahead and do it. It just seems a little extra to me.
Yeah, some girls with some of these guys that they date, man, they need to just stick a vacuum in there and suck all that stuff out.
Oh, my God.
There's so much bad energy in your vagina at that point.
Dude. Honestly, and that's the thing. So whenever I think of, like, one night stands and hookups, like, I'm not, if I don't really allow for all of that to be, then I don't think it really matters. But with long relationships, like, for example, after my last ex, who fucking sucks, definitely would have been nice to do something like that afterwards and just, like...
like a shop vac. You suck out all that bad energy.
Oh my God.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, or like just some sage.
Or yeah, or like some sort of ritual, just because, fuck. I mean, we fucked a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like...
it's a lot of DNA.
It's a lot. It's just a lot of a lot.
You might have to do a mouthwash, a little bit of gargle.
Oh my God.
Let's not harm women's vaginas.
Yeah,
do not listen to anything Joey is saying. No. Do not put mouthwash in your vag.
I did not say mouthwash in your vag. I said drink mouthwash, because obviously you did other things.
There's people that really believe in a lot of that stuff, because like I've heard a lot of women and gay men, for example, like talk about all the different things that they've put up their canal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it different? I feel like it's different, though. I know that you're not supposed to put anything in your vagina that isn't peeing or, like, a tampon. Mm-hmm. But with guys, I mean, I know that you guys do it up the butt, right? So do you guys douche their butt?
There are many guys, myself included, that have done that before.
Say an enema would be the proper term, right?
Like the enema, but like, there's a lot of stuff, and that's been, like, the thing for, like, a long time, but, like, recently a lot of people have said that it's absolutely not good for you to do that.
To do an enema?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's a constant practice because you think about,
like...
Right,
it's not a once-in-a-while thing, like, for medical... That makes sense. I could see that, actually.
Especially the guys that are sluts, and they try to do it all the time.
Honest to God, yeah.
Because I heard with girls, douching is not supposed to be... good for you at all.
No, you don't need to do it. Again, going back to the whole, like, the vagina is built for this. That's why it's self-cleaning. I actually, so it's interesting to hear it from the gay perspective, though, because obviously, like, your anus is built for a little bit different of a function. Now, you can have fun with it, and that's totally fine. But
fun with the butthole.
The frequent enema thing, that's interesting.
Yeah, because you don't want to, because the problem is that when you're having butt sex, you can, you know, you can paint on the dick. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Picasso.
You can have a Picasso moment, and nobody wants.
Picasso.
Nobody wants.
That's
to
what
have...
it. Picasso was gay.
Shut up.
Picasso.
No. Nobody wants their chocolate factory to just be spreading all over the place. You want it to be contained. So that practice was there for a reason. Mm-hmm. But no, that means, like, you just need to get your diet together, which is so much more difficult.
It's so easy to be a heterosexual man.
It so is. Oh, or to just be like an exclusive top. Like, that's the easiest thing in the world. Oh. Honest to God. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because if you don't know, by the way, a top means that you take, like, the same position basically as, like, a straight man, and the bottom is receiving the penis.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Okay, so my two exes ago, he really wanted to try anal. And I was like, all right, bet, let's try it, I guess. And so he, like, bent me over in a certain angle where he was like, if we do it this way, I'm pretty sure this man was researching. He was like, if we do it this way, then, like, because my biggest fear was pooping on him. And he was like, if we do it this way, like, you can't poop because you're...
Oh, gravity. Girl.
First of all, I think that's wrong. Well, that's wrong. If he was researching, that's still very considerate. I'll give him that.
The research is considerate. There are certain positions and angles you should be in so that it makes it easier to penetrate.
Okay.
But.
But
it doesn't prevent the poop. Like,
right.
The poop, if it's there, it's there. And if you're lubing up, because that's the thing, like, it's really likely, like, I tell, like, people all the time that I talk to that have butt sex, like, it's going to happen. If it hasn't happened yet and you're having it often, like, it's going to happen. And honestly, if someone's sticking their dick in your butthole and they're not expecting that, like shame on them.
What do you expect?
Right.
Yes, but I do have a question for
you.
So it's interesting that you said it's easy if you're just, like, a solid top and that's it. So there's not, like, a risk for them at all? Because, like, I know, obviously, you have your urethra where you pee from, and I would imagine it's not good to get any
fecal matter
on that, right?
True. That's if you're having unprotected sex, though.
Gotcha.
Like, that's a big part of it, which I am personally not, like, a huge fan of, unless you're in an exclusive relationship, then maybe, but I don't even know what that means. but, yeah, you still can get stuff. Like, totally, you are right about it, but as far as, like, leakage, it's exclusive for the bottom.
That'd be rough. Super weird.
My wife would,
like,
never leave me. I tried. Amber would never.
Really?
She's not about that life, because she's like, ew, what if you poop? Like, she's like, really, like, what if? Oh, no way. That's how embarrassing. Really, is it embarrassing? How do we know it's embarrassing? We've never tried.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She will not. It will not.
I hate it now. Yeah. That I, like, you try it once, and then that's it,
the
that.
First time is so, like, oh, my God.
No pleasure.
Oh, my not God.
Right. I can't imagine.
It's one of those where you're, like, I jumped off, like, the very first time, but the guy was also really inconsiderate. He just went, bloop, we're just going to go all the way in.
Wow.
No. And I had to learn.
Patience.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's hella real. So with this last boyfriend that I tried it with, like, at least I was prepared to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time that a dick ever went in there on accident,
oh my God.
That was so painful.
That happened?
Yes. I literally got up in tears, ran to the bathroom, just, like, sat on the toilet because I didn't even know what to think. And, like, my boyfriend at the time, that one, like, just, like, came in the bathroom awkwardly. And he wasn't much of a sweet guy. He was actually the worst one out of the bunch, but he, like, sat down on the floor and was like, dude, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I was just like, yeah, that shit hurt.
Like, ouch, that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was that just, like, accidental misfire, or was he, like, trying something without telling you?
No, I think that we were a little drunk too, but, like, so he was just going.
Okay.
And then one of the times it just rammed.
Oh God, what a Picasso.
Oh my God. Is it? Because I've before, or like China before, or like with anybody with
you
that kind of anatomy.
It. Pretty cool.
Okay, bye. You should try a guy too, see how that works.
Amber.
Is it easy to mistake it? Like, in all honesty?
Yeah.
I would say if you're drunk, I could see it happening.
And you're like, you're going crazy.
Also, too, it's like, they're pretty close by, like a very far distance apart.
Mine are hella
close.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it can definitely happen. That's why you can do two in the ping, one in the stink.
Oh, no,
that's why thing is
no.
real. If you do like do the your fingers up, two in the ping, one in the stink, niching.
That's
I mean, they look at that. That's
yeah, that's
it.
Very
that's
close.
Space right there.
Super it's a little close. Different for every girl, but yeah,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, on average, yeah. It's very close.
Okay.
Obviously, the vagina is a lot easier.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I mean, maybe if you're an experienced
girl,
right? And that's totally fine if you like anal, like that's cool.
So cool.
If you're you're not someone who's experienced, it's going to be a lot easier to go into the vagina than that butthole. So you have that going for you as far as like accidental misfire. Like you must have been going at it. Like that sounds painful as hell.
I can imagine like if you're operating things and if it slips out and just blah. Oh my God, that's so awful.
I am literally clenching my butt cheeks.
Wait.
It happens.
And sometimes when you're a guy and you're going to ham and then all of a sudden you miss and you just touch solid.
Have you? My friend fractured his dick doing that.
Yeah.
Fractured his dick.
Yes.
I almost did
and I went and I think I got scared and then just the thought you have to go to the doctor. And then like I went so hard that is like.
Broke his dick.
Oh, yes.
He broke his dick.
He broke it?
So
what do they do?
Well, I don't. So he's my friend, but he's definitely a lot closer with Bryce. So like, he's not going to get into detail with me. All I know is that story, and I'm like, oh my God,
you can break it. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I'm clenching my butt cheeks. I don't know why, but I'm clenching.
Yeah.
And as I get a text, this is a relationship. I get a text from my wife. God, just got my period, which gets me into. Do you have relations during period?
Oh,
I can't do. I can't. I won't.
I can totally wait. It's more so my husband. Like, honest to God, it's been a long time since I've had a period. Let's be real. A long time.
Pregnant for like 4 years.
A long time. I don't mind. Like, I mind waiting at all. It's more so on him. If we do, though, I do prefer a shower. I don't like just like laying down a towel or something. Because to me, it's just like a whole nother thing I don't want to deal with.
And that's like the conversation that I have to have is like, okay, it's not like I'm out here doing it all the time. I'm on my period. I don't like it because I don't feel like
you don't
hot
feel sexy.
And like
yeah.
I just don't want to. Plus it hurts. At least it hurts me.
That's
and
what then, I've wondered.
Yeah, it's different for every girl too though, because some girls insist that it makes their cramping go away.
No.
Wait, having sex while they're on their
period? Yeah. For some, right? But again,
not
it's going to be so, that's so interesting is how different period experiences are from women to women.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I won't. So, but I understand people. The guys are like, I just get a towel.
There are guys I've known that love it.
That
prefer it, and they're so ready to do it. I have not met a girl. Well, I guess that's admitted it to me. But like, I have known so many straight men that are just like about that life.
I know. I have a few friends. Have you heard about earning your red wings?
Yep, that's what it's called.
Well, oh my God!
The first time you have sex with a girl on her period, they call it. You got your red wings. You didn't know that?
No.
Neither of you?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Am I old?
Well,
no.
First time, what do you know it as?
Like, the very first time that you have sex with a girl in your period, you earn your red wings is what
see,
they
I learned
call it
the wrong, just in general, if you do it. Like, you earn the red wings.
Oh, like when you do oral?
Oral?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrific.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Absolutely not.
Well, actually,
not even with a tampon in.
Yeah, no, I would not. I would not be down. But I do want to mention this because I think it's fucking hilarious. So the president, like, let me know, like, if you're ever on your
clarify period, real quick, because every time you say that, I think you're thinking of Trump.
Oh no, the president is the guy that I'm talking to.
Okay.
He wants to be the president of the United States, so we call him the president. So, he let me know that he like doesn't mind like having sex on my period, and I was like, I would rather not do that. Plus, it's been a month. I need you to relax, brother. I feel like that's the kind of thing that
brother.
I would want to do once I'm most, like, way comfortable with you. Like, right now, we're just not really there yet. But he was like, well, plus, like, since I'm not on birth control, he was like, plus, if we have sex on your period, then, like, we don't have to use a condom because you can't get pregnant.
False.
I know. I looked at him and I said, are you fucking kidding me? And he was like, what? And I was like, this has got to be a fucking joke. And he's like, what? And I was like, you really believe in your heart of hearts that you can't get pregnant if you're on your period? That's so dumb. And he was like, oh, okay. Like,
I would say, honestly, it might even be a little more riskier because the thing with semen is it lives in you for a few days before it's just gone.
What?
So let's say you're towards the end of your period and someone believes that. They finish inside you and that sperm is swimming around for a few days and that egg drops a little early. Bloop, you're pregnant.
Sperm lives for days?
Yeah. So it's interesting because when I was looking up having another kid, boy versus girl, supposedly, I think it's boy sperm swims faster but dies sooner, right? So boy sperm will get to the egg first, but it dies sooner than female sperm. So if you want a girl, you're supposed to, like, time it out to where you have sex right before you ovulate. And then supposedly it's only the lady sperms that are left in your uterus when your egg actually drops. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's interesting.
God. That's amazing. Wow.
Decipher, would you like to talk about conception?
Are you guys recording right now?
Our boss, DJ Decipher, just walked in. We're talking about...
period sex.
Yeah. You want to come? he got so red.
Oh, my God. How ironic.
Hey, at least you can't get pregnant.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about how that's wrong.
Wrong. That's what Carla's new boyfriend thinks, and Gina just shut that rumor down.
You're too old to think that.
So did Carla.
Yeah. All right, well, that is episode 69. We'll see you in the next one, The Aftermess.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.